AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Volkswagen will explain to Congress this morning why and how it rigged its diesel vehicles to cheat on emissions testing. A top VW official also expected to say something VW dealers will not want to hear. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
In his prepared testimony, Volkswagen's top executive in the U.S. apologizes for the emissions rigging scandal. Michael Horn says he learned of, quote, possible emissions noncompliance in the spring of last year. A spokeswoman later adding he would tell the panel it was only in the last several weeks that he learned about the software. Horn will also say the company will no longer seek government emissions certificates for several 2016 models with diesel engines. That'll sharply limit the number of cars that VW dealers have to sell. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
We don't have any details on this yet, but there is a tentative labor agreement now between Fiat Chrysler and the United Auto Workers Union. This averts a possible strike at the company's plants. Floodwaters are beginning to recede in South Carolina after the historic rainfall there. Residents are beginning to return home to see what they've lost. Amanda Perez in Somerville is worried and tortured by questions.
How am I going to fix this? I'm going to get my kids to school. My cars are underwater. So I'm glad it's stuff and not my family.
Drama at Fort Meade, Maryland, home of the NSA. Police say somebody crashed a stolen car at an unmanned gate at Fort Meade and then fled onto the grounds. Nobody's been hurt, but Fort Meade is asking that only mission essential personnel report this morning. Soccer's governing body, FIFA, has banned President Sepp Blatter for 90 days in the wake of a criminal investigation involving misuse of FIFA money. This is AP Radio News. We've learned that cyber attackers tried to hack Hillary Clinton's private email server after she resigned as Secretary of State. Our Ken Delanian is working this story.
The Associated Press has obtained a document, a congressional letter, that shows that Hillary Clinton's private email server was the subject of 5 cyber attacks originating in foreign countries. 3 from China, 1 from South Korea, 1 from Germany. These were attempted attacks. They were blocked by a threat monitoring system that Clinton had installed.
There was a period of more than 3 months after she resigned from the State Department when that protection had not been installed, according to the letter from Republican Senator Ron Johnson. That means her server may have been vulnerable during that time. A new law in New York City requires that stores and restaurants keep their front doors closed when their air conditioning is on. Mayor Bill de Blasio says open doors wastes energy. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.